I don't know why, I just had to turn it off. Good morning.
大家早上好.
It's good to see everybody here.
很高兴在这里见到大家.
Christmas season is upon us, right?
圣诞节来了.
And it's a season of celebration, but often it's more, we focus on the consumption.
这是一个欢庆的节日, 也是一个消费的节日.
But actually, you know, as many Christians, especially I think a lot of like churches, what they do is during the Christmas season, we enter into a season of Advent.
很多教会在 圣诞节快要来的时候, 会有一个基督降临的节期.
And how I always remembered it is that it's a season of remembering Christ's first coming and anticipating his return.
这是一个我们纪念耶稣的第一次降临和我们期待他的第二次的回归的日子.
But as we enter into this time of worship, I want to invite you to join me right now in just a time of prayer. Because we ultimately want to give this time to the Lord. It's His time.
在我们进入我们主日崇拜之前, 请大家, 和我一起做一个祷告。
Wonderful Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we give you all the praise for this beautiful day.
我们将所有的赞美献给你。
Thank you so much for gathering brothers and sisters and friends here today to be before you in worship.
感谢你把我们弟兄姊妹朋友们聚到这里，在你面前敬拜你。
We thank you for the season of remembrance.
我们为这个纪念你的季节感谢你。
The season of anticipation.
我们为这个期待你降临的季节感谢你。
This rich time of Advent.
这个丰富的基督降临的节期。
And I think for most of us here, it's during this time that our views, our perspectives on you and what Christmas is all about can be clouded.
对我们来说很多 这个时间可能是我们对于 基督对于圣诞的 观念 不是很清晰的时候。
And so Lord, I ask that today you would be with each of us, that you would meet us here today.
所以神啊, 我们向你祷告, 你会在这里遇见我们每一个人。
Through the powerful working of your Holy Spirit.
通过你圣灵大能的工作,
that you would work and meet with us as we hear from your gospel.
你会在我们生命里面做工。 当我们听到你的福音的时候,
that we would be able to learn from your word about what it means to be courageous in you.
我们可以从你的话语当中明白什么叫做在你里面有勇气。
I pray, Father, that you would be with Samantha and I as we present your word to those here.
我们向你祷告, 你会与Helicon还有我同在, 在我们 传达你的话语的时候。
Father, that when we speak, it would be only by your mercy and your grace working in us.
当我们开口的时候, 主啊, 这一切都是靠着你救恩的大能。
And Lord, I pray that you would be in the hearts of all those here too.
我们祷告你会和这里所有的心同在。
For some, it may be a great time, exciting time.
对于一些人来说, 这可能是一个很好的, 很激动人心的时候。
But for others, it may be a time of struggle and depression and loneliness.
而对另外一些人来说, 这可能是一个很挣扎, 很孤独的时候。
Lord, I pray that that each person that's here would be reminded today by you that you are with them.
我们祷告, 每一个人都会在这里被提醒, 你依然与我们同在, 与我们每一个人同在。
I pray that you would open their hearts to your truth.
我们祷告, 你会把他们的心打开, 使他们看见真理。
They would just praise your name for all that you've done.
他们会, 赞美你的名, 为你所做的一切事。
Christmas is about Jesus Christ.
圣诞是关于耶稣的。
It's about nothing else but Christmas. It's about Jesus.
除了关于耶稣基督的之外, 圣诞什么也不包括。
So let us remember that today.
让我们一起来纪念他。
Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告。
All right, so this is my second year here now. It's been about 2.5, 2 years, a little bit over 2 years. 2 years and about 2 or 3 months.
这是Helicon在这里的第二个圣诞节，他可能在这里有两年，两三个月了。
And honestly, I don't know how pastors talk about Christmas every year.
就是如果说真话的话，他搞不清楚为什么牧师可以每年都重复讲圣诞节。
Not because Christmas is not important. Of course it's important.
不是因为圣诞节不重要, 圣诞节当然很重要。
But you just run out of things to talk about Christmas, because there's only one story.
但是你很快就没有话说了, 因为反反复复就是这么一个故事。
So, I'm starting to run out of things to say. 所以我也开始没话说了。 And I'm only 2 years in.
而我只有2年而已。
So I don't know how long I'm going to be working here.
所以我也不知道我还能在这里待多久。
But, no, I'm just kidding. But,
他只在开玩笑。但是。
The way you say it, it's so funny. Okay. So today I was kind of reading it. I was like, gosh, God, what would you, okay, not gosh, but God, what do you want me to read? What do you want me to preach on?
当他看这个故事的时候, 哈拉康就在那边想说, 啊, 神啊, 你到底要我讲什么呢?
And so what caught my eye was a part of the story that we often don't are not aware of. We don't think about it that much.
他就想到了我们平时不是很多讨论的一个方面。
And then as I studied it, I was like really getting excited.
当我学习他思考他的时候，我就觉得非常的激动。
And I think that's how God works.
我想这就是神怎样工作的。
He always shows us more and more. He continues to reveal to us more and more of how powerful, how wonderful His word is.
神不断地在向我们启示他的话语，他的工作有多么的美妙。
Christmas is no different.
而圣诞节也不例外。
Because I've read this book, Matthew, a lot of times.
因为我读这个马太福音很多很多次了。
But even reading it now, it's still still teaches me new things.
但是每次我反复地阅读它，它都教会我新的事情。
Because God's word is infinitely deep.
因为神的话语是无限的深奥。
It never gets old.
它永远都不会过时。
It's always true.
它永远都是真实的。
It's always relevant.
它永远都是与我们生活相关的。
But I want to start with a question today.
我要从一个问题开始今天的讲道。
And this question is going to probably lead us into our discussion for our sermon today.
这个问题会把我们带进我们今天的讲道。My
question is basically this.
我的问题是。
Okay, how should we, you and I, how should you, or me, of course, respond to Christmas?
我们应该怎么样来回应这个圣诞？
How should I, or how should you, you should ask that question yourself, how should I respond to the coming of Jesus?
你们应该扪心自问，我应该怎么样回应耶稣降生这件事？
Okay. And there's two characters, two humans. Well, there's quite a few humans, but there's two humans in this story that we just read today.
有两个人在我们今天刚读的这个故事当中。
And in this passage, they don't say a word.
在这个段落当中，他们一句话都没有说。
Who are they?
他们是谁？
And I always write for short. I always write the name of this letter. So it's Mary and Joseph.
是玛利亚和约瑟。
Okay. And here's the thing about that. Mary's experience. Mary, the Virgin Mary, right? Mary's story, what is it?
童贞女玛利亚的故事是什么呢?
She becomes pregnant with Jesus.
她从圣灵感孕怀了基督。
It's very unique, very special, one of a kind.
这是独一无二的一件事。
So for us, you're like, we can't relate to that.
对我们来说，我们好像很难觉得这件事情跟我们有关。
So today I turn us to look at Joseph's experience.
所以我今天让大家一起来看约瑟的经历。
And I think it's more relatable to us than we would dare to, we would ever realize until we look at it carefully.
它是如此的与我们相关，至于如果我们不学习的话，我们通常就会忘记。
And so what I want to point out today is Joseph, he's quiet. He doesn't say a word.
我今天想说的是，约瑟这个人很安静，他一个字都没有说。
But what you'll see is what he says, what he does is louder than his words.
但是他所做的比他所说的更重要。
So what does that mean for us today?
这对我们今天意味着什么呢?
How can we respond to Jesus' coming?
我们应该怎样来回应耶稣降临这件事呢?
What can we learn from Joseph?
我们可以从约瑟的行为当中学到什么?
Now here, the first thing I want to say, before I even go into our sermon structure or whatever, the next page, is Joseph here is faced with the same question.
我想说的第一件事是，约瑟和我们面临的是一样的问题。Because
what happens is, whatever he decides to do with this coming of Jesus in his life, will shape everything for him.
因为不管他决定怎样对待耶稣降临这件事情，他的人生都会被完全的改变。But
for him, his dilemma is more situational. It's not our situation, right? But we, in the same way, have to ask the same question.
他的经历当然更多的是在这样一个特定的时候，但是对我们来说，这个问题也是一样的。Because
what you read right here at the beginning is Mary becomes pregnant.
因为你们在这里一开始的时候读到，玛利亚怀了孕。
It wasn't by Joseph.
不是从约瑟来。
And he was engaged to her.
而约瑟和他已经订婚了。
Does he is he supposed to divorce her quietly and sweep her out of his life?
他约瑟是不是应该暗暗的把他休了
？Does he sweep her out of his life, therefore sweeping Jesus out of his life?
他把玛利亚和玛利亚带来的麻烦从他的生命当中赶走，他也把耶稣赶走。
I think he was about to make the decision to break off the engagement to end everything.
约瑟已经打算要把他休了。
But why? Why would he do that?
为什么他会这么做呢
？I want to point out, if you look at verse 19, it says, "He, being a just man, but unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly."
如果大家看第十九节，她丈夫约瑟是个义人。不愿意明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他休了。
You see Joseph here, he's a righteous, just man. He's a good guy.
约瑟在这里是个义人。
And he lived by the law.
他按律法生活。
And what the law said, Deuteronomy 22.
而律法上面就是在申命记二十二章当中说。
It's tied to the idea of no sex before marriage.
就是你不能在婚前有这个性行为。
Because being a good guy, not a nice, I would say righteous man.
而作为一个正直的人。
He didn't want to embarrass her, put her to shame.
他不愿意羞辱玛利亚。
So that's what we all know, right? That's kind of like, oh yeah, that's Joseph's reason. He was a really good guy. He didn't want to disrespect Mary. And I think that's completely true. But I'm going to add to that today.
我们这个故事我们都知道，我们知道约瑟是个好人，他不愿意就是。明着说，玛利亚已经不是童贞女这件事情，而我今天要讲的是不一样的。
Yes, in verse 20, I want you to read that because Joseph, as he's about to make this decision that will sweep Jesus out of his life, his response to Jesus coming into his life is to sweep him away because he doesn't know what's going to happen. Verse 20, as he's considering these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and he spoke to him.
我想让大家一起看二十节。约瑟已经打算好把玛利亚和耶稣都从他的生活当中扫出门去，但是正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说
：“And what the angel says to Jesus is this。”
而这个使者就这么说
：“Joseph, you're a son of David. Don't fear to take Mary as your wife.
大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。”
Why? For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
What the angel points out to Joseph is you're not doing the right thing.
主的使者在这里向约瑟指出的是，你不是在做一件正确的事。
You're being dictated by your fears.
你被你的害怕所控制。
You're being driven by fear rather than by the right thing to do.
你被你自己的恐惧所指引，而不是做正确的事。
I'm sure he's a righteous guy, and I'm sure his decision probably was the right thing to do too. But I'm saying he was driven more by a fear than by anything else. That's why the angel, the first thing he points out is, don't fear.
当然约瑟的决定并不错，但是这里主的使者向他指出的第一件事是，你不要害怕。
And what I'll point out to you today is this.
而我今天想要向你们指出的是
，I think you and I about following Jesus, we are dictated more by our fear than by genuinely wanting to worship Him.
我觉得我和你有的时候，我们在跟从主的时候，我们更多的是被我们的恐惧所驱使，而不是真的想要去敬拜。
And that affects our faith.
而这个会影响我们的信心。
And what I'll say today very clearly, this is what it's very clear in all Scripture always points out.You can't be a Christian. And I'm going to flip this because most people say, the world will say, the Christian is ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. It's scary to have people tell you that, right?
这个世界有的时候觉得基督徒好像疯了。
What I'll say is you need to have a measure of courage.
但是你要有勇气。
To be a Christian.
来做一个基督徒。
You see, it takes courage to receive Jesus Christ into your lives and to live a life of faith.
你需要勇气才能够接受耶稣基督做你的救主，从此引导你的人生。
And I think with Christmas, this is why this is tied to Christmas. In Christmas especially, when it's all about buying stuff and toys and everything, or clothes or nice things.
在这个圣诞的时候，我们每个人都在想着 买东西、
There's、
买文具、衣服。
I'm not saying you go home and sell everything and exchange, send everything back to Amazon. That's not what I'm saying. Okay.
我不需要大家把那个 Amazon 的订单都退掉。
But it's often in these times that our vision of Jesus and who He is and what it means to follow Him is convoluted. Sorry, that's a hard word. Convoluted, so you know.
而在这种时候，我们对于耶稣基督他是谁等等的这样的观念，有的时候就不是那么的清晰。
Exactly. So today I want to share a few encouragements.
所以我想。今天和大家分享一些鼓励的话。
What does it look like to be courageous to follow Jesus, to dare to follow Him during Christmas?
如果我们有勇气来跟从基督的话，在圣诞节的时候，我们应该怎样行呢？
So today's sermon is titled Christmas Courage.
所以今天的敬拜的主题是圣诞节的勇气。
And I thought it was funny because I was walking over, I was looking at the title, but people usually say, you know, when you're nervous, you're supposed to drink a little liquid courage, you know.I'm not saying that at all. Don't think about alcohol. This is not about alcohol. Okay.
当哈德康在看这标题的时候，他觉得有点好玩，因为有的时候大家会说，你害怕的时候你就喝点酒，就不会害怕。但是
okay.
说的不是这个意思。
Perfect. Yeah. But four points today. The first point is what Christmas courage looks like is for you to dare to be rejected or scorned by the world.
第一点是如果你勇气的话，你就要勇于面对这个世界的拒绝和嘲笑。
Second thing is, it dares you to admit that you are not in control of your life.
第二件事是你要敢去承认你并不是你生命的支配者。
The third thing is that you would have the courage to dare to admit that you are a sinner.
第三件事是你要有勇气去承认你是一个罪人。
And afterwards, you dare to live a life of Christmas every day.
最后你要有勇气去活一个充满耶稣的生命，在每一天当中。
Okay, so those are my four points today. If you want to follow, it's really easy. It's going to be four points. I'm going to go through them like dominoes.
今天的这四点，如果你想要就是一点点 follow 的话，会非常的容易。
Dare to be rejected by the world.
勇于被这个世界所拒绝和嘲笑。
My first point. What does it mean to have courage to be dare to be rejected by the world?
什么是能够面对这个世界的嘲笑和拒绝呢？
And I want you to look again at verse 19. Look at Mary's situation.
我想让大家看第十九节，看玛利亚处在什么样的情况当中。
You have to understand how marriage works at that time. Okay, it's very different from how we do it. Not that very different, but it's different from us in the U.S. I think.
大家要理解，在那个时候，婚姻和现在在美国的婚姻是不太一样
的。And I'm not sure if Chinese culture is exactly like this too, but there is like a when they're engaged, it's almost at the level of marriage already.
我不知道中国文化当中是不是这样，但是在那个时候，当你已经被许配的时候呢，你已经基本上进入了这个婚姻。
So it's pretty much official.
所以它已经差不多就是官方的。
You just haven't lived together yet and are not like officially done the wedding yet.
你们已经住在一起，但还没有举办这个正式的婚礼。
She was supposed to be a virgin.
玛利亚应该是个童贞女。
How did she get pregnant?
她怎么可能怀孕呢？
You see her life.If Joseph divorced her, it would be one of disgrace, maybe even death.
如果约瑟不肯娶她的话，她可能就要过羞辱的一生，甚至可能被人打死。
But I want you to look at Joseph's situation today, especially.
但我今天也要让大家看这个约瑟的处境。
Looking at the situation, Joseph has no reason to marry her anymore.
看这个情况当中，其实约瑟完全不必要娶玛利亚。
He has two choices, though, if he makes the choice.
如果他要做一个选择的话，他有两个选择。
If he divorces her, he's free. It'll be just her problem. It's not his problem.
如果他暗暗的把玛利亚给休了的话呢，他就自由了。玛利亚的问题都不是他的问题。
But I want you to understand that if he marries her,
但是如果他决定娶过玛利亚的话
，by taking the child as his,
把这个孩子认为是他的
，he also becomes embarrassed.
他也在那个羞辱当中有份。
Because first of all, people can count.
首先就人会观察。
So like, they get married, and like 3 months later, there's Jesus, right? It's like, oh, wait a second, how does that work? It doesn't work that way, right?
他们结婚之后三个月就耶稣就出生了，大家就会说，哎，好像算起来日子不对。
Right, but her disgrace, what happens would become his disgrace.
所以，玛利亚的这个羞辱就会变成他的羞辱。
Because it would look like. He was the one, as the initiated, that did something wrong. too.
就好像约瑟是做了错事的人一样。
His righteous reputation would be affected.
他一人的声誉会被影响。
The people would probably look at him and go, could you control yourself, could you?
人们会看着他说,这个人真是都不能等到结婚的那一天。
And I think in the same way, as Christians today, when you acknowledge that Jesus Christ has come, He has died, and He has rose again for you and I, that by His death and His resurrection, that your sins are forgiven, people will think that you're crazy, you're stupid. Why would you believe in such a myth?
作为今天的基督徒,
you have it there, so it's okay.
Yeah. So, 当你承认, 耶稣基督来为你降生, 为你钉在十字架上, 并且因为他的死和他的, 复活, 我们的罪已经被赦免了, 人们会觉得你疯了, 你很蠢, 因为你相信这样的迷信。
Yeah. But not just that, okay?
What
people will say is, no, you're not right. Only the right people, the well-behaved, the excellent people should be able to find God.
不仅是这样, 世界还会说, 你这样想不对, 因为只有那些道德高尚的人, 只有那些行为很好的人, 他才配进天国。
Because the world's definition of faith is very different from the Christian perspective, our perspective.
因为世界对于这个信仰的定义和我们基督徒的对信仰的定义很不一样。
Because, you see, the world, when they see our definition of our faith, we get looked down at for it.
因为当他们看见我们的信仰的时候, 我们就因为我们的信仰被人瞧不起。
But I want you to look at Mary and Joseph. What is the story about today?
我想让大家看玛利亚和约瑟。 我们今天的故事究竟是关于谁的呢?
It's about Mary and Joseph.
是关于玛利亚和约瑟的。
They're poor, they're uneducated teenagers.
他们很穷, 他们也没有受过很好的教育, 他们还是, 就是青少年。
They have nothing.
他们什么都没有。
They're even forced desperately to go to a stable to have their child.
他们甚至必须在马厩里使那个玛利亚, 生产。
But how about the people that would probably laugh at them for what they did?
有很多人很可能为他们做的事情嘲笑他们。
Those people, where are they? Are we studying them today?
那些嘲笑他们的人, 今天我们还知道他们吗?
Who are we ultimately considering today?
我们今天最后记得的人是谁呢?
Mary and Joseph.
就是玛利亚和约瑟。
And it's because they dared to risk everything for God.
因为他们愿意为主, 献上一切。
So my first thing is just dare to be rejected by the world. It takes courage to dare to be rejected by everybody else.
所以我的第一点是我们要勇于面对从这个世界来的嘲笑和奚落。
My second thing is this. Dare to not be in control.
第二件事是我们要勇于, 放弃我们对自己生活的这个支配权。
Again, I want you to look at verse 20 and 21 today.
再一次我们来看第20节到第21节。
Especially in verse 21, Joseph here, he is quiet. He is passive. He's not in control. Who is in control right here?
特别是21节, 约瑟这个时候很安静, 他很被动, 因为不是他控制这件事。 现在到底是谁在控制这件事呢?
The angel representing God is the one in control, right? What does he say to him?
主的使者代表神是在掌权。 他向他说什么呢?
Don't fear, right? Explains why, and then he says, she is going to bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
在这里主的使者说,不要怕,你的妻子将生一个儿子,你要给他起名叫耶稣,因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
I want to focus about that part, you shall call his name Jesus.
我希望大家看这一句是你要给他起名叫耶稣。How
many of you are parents here?
在座有多少人是家长?
Who picked your children's names?
谁为你们的孩子起名字?
You did. What does that mean?
你们来给自己的孩子起名字。What
does that mean?
它意味着什么呢?
It means that you are their parents. You in some sense have responsibility over them. You have ownership of them. You have control over them. They're your children.
这就意味着你是他们的家长,在 一定程度上面, 你对他们负责, 你也对他们, 有支配权。
unless you're like start, okay. But also, how about a business? When you start a business, who names the business?
当你开一个公司的时候，谁为这个公司起名字呢？
And what Angel says here is, you know what? This most important task of naming people, I want to point this out because this is really important. In a lot of cultures, naming is a sense of responsibility. It's a sense of control, sense of ownership.
我想特别向大家指出，在很多文化当中，起名字就是一个表达一个支配、一个控制的。
Yeah. And if you ever get a chance to look at Genesis, this is where I thought about it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and Genesis chapter 2, verses 19 to 20, it talks about God giving man dominion over creation. But not just that. In chapter 2, men are given power to name animals. That shows our ownership of this creation that he has given us.
如果大家看创世纪的话，第一章二十六节和第二章十九到二十节，大家就可以看到神把这个管理地上的动物和为地上的动物命名的这样的权利给了人。
We name our children, we name our pets, right? Some of us have pets, our businesses, some of us our cars too, our possessions. We name everything because that gives us a sense of control over those things.
我们为我们的孩子，为我们的宠物，为我们的事业，为我们的汽车，为我们的财产起名字，就表达了我们对这些东西的一个拥有，一个控制。
And the angel says to him, "No, you don't even get to name your son."
而这个主的使者对约瑟说，你没有命名你儿子的权利。
This child to be born to you is not someone you have control of.
这个孩子在你们家里降生，不是你能控制的。
He will name you. He is your savior.
他会给你起名字，他是你的救主。
He will rule over you.
他会在你的生命当中掌权。
You see, that's the thing. Joseph's not even in control of Jesus' name.
这就是这个故事。约瑟连给耶稣起名字都不行。
Okay. And how about us today?
而我们今天呢?
See, we don't only fear what other people say about us or what they think about us. But the other reason we're afraid is because we're afraid to let go of control of our lives.
今天我们不仅在意别人怎么看我们，别人怎么说我们，我们另外一个很大的恐惧是我们害怕交出自己生命的控制权。
I find it hilarious. Look, not hilarious. This is pastors. It's weird to say this. But I can't say it's hilarious because people give me their problems. Okay. I find it sad that when a lot of people talk to me about Jesus, about what does it mean to follow Jesus, you know what they ask me?
我觉得这个事情很令人伤心，是因为有的时候很多人跟我谈论他们要不要跟从基督的时候，他们就问我。
They ask me, if I was to follow Jesus, does it mean I have to do this? Does it mean I can't do this? What does it mean about this situation? What about this situation? How about when I'm with this person, how does that affect this?
他们就问说，
Sorry, that was hard. Yeah, just that was off my head.
如果我要跟从基督的话，我是不是还能做这个？我是不是就不能做那个了？我在跟这个人谈话的时候，我是不是就必须得这样做？
What are the boundaries that I cannot cross? They focus so much on the edges.
他们很关注我信了基督之后有哪些界限我是不能过去的了。
And the reason why people hesitate so much in their life,
人在他们的生活当中如此犹豫是因为
because people, like, we still want to define, have a measure of control over our lives. We want to name our lives still.
是因为我们还是希望对我们的生命有一些控制权，我们还是希望给我们自己的生命起名字。
See, we want to be the name giver.But there's already a name giver, capital N.
我们希望自己变成这个起名字的人，但其实有一个真正有命名权的人。
I think that's what we try to do. We try to name Jesus.
而且我们还试图命名耶稣。
And the thing is, he has named us already.
而事实是他已经给我们起了名字。
And that's why I think it's so hard to let go, because we want to keep control.
而这就是为什么我们觉得放弃自己的控制权如此的艰难。
And we don't want to let God have complete control of our lives.
我们不希望神在我们的生命当中完全的掌权。
But the reality is, the reason I wrote it down because I feel like I never really write this down, but we are afraid to admit to ourselves that what we all, that everything that we believe in, that everything we base our life on could be wrong.
我们非常害怕去承认，也许我们用来安身立命，我们用来生活的一切的前提都可能是错的。
That we're wrong. Maybe that all our premises, everything that we thought to be true, that we have established all our principles, our values, even what we taught our children could be wrong.
我们非常害怕去承认，我们从孩提的时代就觉得是天经地义的事情，我们觉得不需要任何理由就可以证明的事情都可能是错的。
Are you afraid to let go today?
你今天愿意放下这些疑虑吗？
Are you afraid to give control to the sovereign God?
你还害怕去把你的控制权交给上帝吗？
Are you afraid that the world will turn away from you, will mock you, will reject you?
你害怕这个世界会背弃你，会嘲笑你吗？
Do you have no control?
而你对这一切完全没有控制。
Look again at the story of Joseph and Mary.
这就是约瑟和玛利亚的故事。
They're illiterate. They're so poor.
他们又没有什么学问，他们那么的贫穷。
Yet they have courage to trust God.
但他们有勇气来相信神。
Okay. So the second thing is, okay, is to dare to admit that you have no control.
所以第二件事就是。有勇气承认你并不是你生命真正的主人。
And my third thing is this, that you would dare to admit that you're a sinner.
那第三件事是你勇于承认自己是个罪人。
In verse 21, it says this, the final thing the angel says.
在二十一节的时候。
At the end of it, the angel says, for Jesus, he will save his people from their sins.
主的使者说，因为他就是指耶稣，要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So not only are you to be externally rejected by other people around you,
不仅你要在外面被这个世界拒绝，
you don't even really have control of your life ahead of you.
你对未来的生命也完全没有掌控。
Then you have to go to the deepest part of who you are and say, I am deeply broken and imperfect before you.
而且你还必须进入到你最深的内心，去面对这样的事实，就是你深深的破碎，而且不完美。
Is what the angel of the Lord tells Joseph here.
因为在这里，主的使者对约瑟说的是
，Is Jesus the person that's about to be born?
耶稣这个即将诞生的孩子。
He will come. He will save your people from their sins.
他会来，并且他要把他的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
This is not about just saying, "Hey, Jesus, come into my life, hang out with me. I invite you to be my friend."
这不是说，耶稣到我的生命当中来，我邀请你成为我的朋友。
It's to be very truthful today. It's to be very truthful. And the first thing I'm going to say before I go any further, I'm a sinner too.
在我说其他事情之前。我也是一个罪人。
All of us, the people that you greatly respect, that you think are perfect, they're sinners.
所有的人，伟大的人，你所尊敬的人。
This is why it's so hard, because the people that are really good, they always act really good too. And you're like, oh, how can they be sinners? They're so perfect, right?
那些好人好像平时行为都很好，你看到他们就觉得啊，这种人怎么可能犯罪呢？
But the reality is, we are all sinners.
但事实是我们都是罪人。
And this is that's the hardest thing to do is to admit that you're part of that problem too.
而最难的事情是你要承认你也是这个问题的一部分。
And you have to understand when you admit that, what you say is this.
你必须理解，当你承认这一点的时候，你会说
，God, I owe you. You owe me nothing. You owe me nothing.
神啊，你什么都不欠我。
I owe you everything.
而我却欠你一切。
It's to say that this world is so messed up.
这就是承认这个世界充满了罪恶。
That I'm messed up.
我也充满了罪恶。
And I cannot save myself.
并且我不能救自己。
And I've tried so hard every day to be good, to be perfect.
我每天都试着让自己变得更好。
But I fall short every minute, every second of my life.
但我每一分钟都不可能成功。
When I look at all the new events, recent events that happened, whether you look at IV shootings, but you look at all the stuff that's happened in this world,How can you not say, how can you not ignore the fact that there is brokenness, there's sin in this world?
当我们看见这个世界所有的悲剧，你怎么能够说，你怎么能够不承认这个世界正是充满了罪恶？
And you could probably count at least 5 things right off the top of your head. I could write down 7 things.
而且你很可能就有至少五个悲剧，你是可以立刻说出来的。
It shows humanity is broken.
显示人性的罪恶。
And if you just say that, you go, oh, those are other people's problems. I don't have a problem.
你可能说啊，这都是别人的问题，我没有问题。
Then you're not admitting that you're a sinner.
那你就没有承认你是个罪人。
Because we are all part of the problem.
因为我们都是这个问题的一部分。
And that's where we say, God does not need me, does not need you. He doesn't need to do anything for you. We desperately, desperately need him.
就是为什么我们说神不需要你，不需要我，他们也不需。他也不需要从我们这里来的任何东西，但是我们需要他。
It takes courage, it takes faith to acknowledge your perfection.
我们需要勇气，需要信心来承认你的不完美。
Your exceeding sinfulness.
你超乎你想象，你自己想象的罪恶。
That we cannot do anything to help ourselves out of this mess of life of sin.
而我们自己不能做任何事情，是我们。从这个罪当中解脱出来。
You see, we think of Christ like a band-aid.
我有的时候把耶稣当做一个创可贴，一个邦迪。
Is that how you say it? Oh, wow. Okay. We think of Jesus as just a small little band-aid. You stick on your palm. Oh, I'm okay now. Life's okay.
就把这耶稣想成就一个小小的创可贴，把它贴上，好，生活就挺好的，这个小瑕疵就不见了。
No, it's a rescue.
但不是，它是一整个营救。
You're dying.
你正在
Nothing else will save you.
每个人都正在死去，没有任何别的东西可以真的救你。
Big problem. You don't stick a band-aid on it.
对大问题，你是不可能贴一块邦迪就了事的。
You need to be rescued.
你需要被拯救。
Okay, so that's the fourth thing, the third thing.
这是第三点。
Fourth thing is that you would have the courage to live a life then of Christmas.
第四件事是你需要有勇气来活出一个 有耶稣的生命。
You see, the world, their families, their neighbors would have thought, Joseph, Mary, you guys are so sinful. You're so weak.
你会看到这世界很多家庭他们的邻居会想约瑟玛利亚你们那么的就是充满罪恶你们那么的软弱。
And you know, imagine if Mary had just tried to explain what they said. Oh, I had a vision about this. It wasn't me. I didn't do anything wrong.Mary, the Spirit came, and he's going to be called Jesus. He's going to save sins. They think he's crazy.
大家想象一下，如果玛利亚和约瑟企图向人们解释这件事情，说玛利亚之所以怀孕，是因为有一个天使来，然后她所生的孩子会拯救这个世界，大家都会觉得他们疯了。
But it takes bravery, it takes courage to do what Joseph does afterwards.
所以需要很多的勇气来做约瑟曾经做过的事。
What does Joseph do when he wakes up?
所以当约瑟醒的时候，他做了什么呢？
He takes Mary as his wife.
他就把玛利亚娶了过来。
He goes ahead with it.
并且他就从这点出发走了下去。
And I want you to understand, I feel like Joseph, more than anything, pale, small way reflects what Jesus does for us.
我想约瑟其实显现出了一点点，基督为我们做的事。
You see, their lives would never be the same.
他们的生活、生命都不会再变得一样。
Mary with the baby, her pregnancy would never be the same.
玛利亚和她的这个身孕和她的孩子不会再从此都不一样了。
I want you to point this out to you. Mary's life without Joseph was pretty much over. It was hopeless.
如果约瑟不肯娶她的话，玛利亚的人生可能就完了。
But Joseph willingly bears.The shame of this.
而约瑟却主动愿意的去承担这部分的羞辱。
To have Jesus in his life.
让耶稣进到他的生命。
You have to understand, Jesus does not have to come to save you and I. If he doesn't have to do it for us, because we owe him something. He owes us something.
大家必须认识到，耶稣不是必要为我们来，他不欠我们任何东西。
He voluntarily, he happily laid aside his grace.His place to come rescue us.
他自愿的，他心甘情愿的把他神儿子的身份放到一边来拯救我们。
You see, the only way for us to be saved here, or saved, is for Jesus to do what Joseph did here as well.
我们能够获救的唯一原因，就是因为耶稣做了和约瑟差不多的事。
You see, we may be giving up respect, powerlessness, we may even be disgraced, but in Christ there is so much more.
我们可能要放弃这个世界上的尊重，我们可能要放弃这个我们对自己的control，我们对自己的控制，我们甚至有可能被羞辱，但是在基督当中，我们有更多。
I watched a movie this week. So this week I did Hella Cafe, which is like a cafe shop for college kids during finals.
这个礼拜，Helicon 开了这个 Hella Cafe， 就是给大学生们在期末的时候聊天的一个咖啡店。
And I watched a movie because I was like tired, and I just like, oh, let's watch a movie. And I was thinking about what movie I should watch, and then I saw a movie, and God just like put it on my heart to watch it, and it was called The Passion of Christ. Have you seen The Passion of Christ?
Helicon 在很累的时候就看了一部电影，就是耶稣的受难。
Okay, so I wasn't that tired. Okay, I was watching. I wasn't like so bored about watching Christ. That's not the reason. It was like I was praying, and I was like, you know what? I want to watch it again. Here's the thing. I've only watched it once.
他之前只看过一遍。
I watched it when it came out.
在耶稣的受难这部电影。
And I've been so afraid to watch it again.
而他非常非常的害怕再看一遍。
Because the first time I watched it, it didn't kill me. It didn't hurt me. And I was scared that I would have no feelings for it.
因为第一遍看的时候，他并没有很深的打动我。所以我害怕我是不是对他就没有感觉。
You have to understand, when I came to Christ, it was because the pastor was preaching and he talked about the nails.
当我信主的时候，那是因为那个牧师在讲钉痕的事。
The nails that went into Jesus' hands.
就是钉进耶稣的手的钉子。
This time I watched it, I'll tell you, I cried so much.
而这次我看这部电影的时候，我哭得很凶。
Some parts of it, I'm like, they're kind of like, it's Hollywood, right?
有一部分好像就是啊，这就是好莱坞的经典桥段。
But if you guys ever watch it,
那如果你们有机会看的话
，You just don't deserve to die like that.
他不配这样的，他不应该这样的死去。
He goes and he does exactly what a sheep would do. Doesn't say a word.
他就像一只沉默的羔羊，他什么都没有说。
He did it so right, so perfect.
而他是这样的正直，这样的完美。
And when I look at that, I go, that is so much love in there. That's what Christmas is about.
而当我看这部电影的时候，我就觉得这真的是充满了从神的爱，这就是圣诞的意义。
And what he does is he prays. As he's dying, he prays for people. He prays for the people that are beating him to death. And if you guys watch it,the scene that kills me the more than even the nails this time was the scene where they whip him. Have you guys remember that scene? They start with small switches, just small sticks. About 20 in, they switch to the cat, the nine tails. And they don't turn off the sound. The sound is like, it's like hitting a piece of meat. And it's so hard to bear. And they drag his body and there's flesh, pieces of his flesh on the ground. It's like all blood. It's like, that's the worst way to die. Nobody deserves that. Sorry. You summarized that, yeah.
就是在耶稣上十字架的时候，他还在为那些把他迫害致死的人祷告。而就是这次让哈勒康触动最大的不是那个钉痕的时候，而是之前他们在鞭打耶稣的时候，他们先用小的鞭子，然后又换成带有那个倒刺的大的鞭子，然后他们也没有控制那个音效，就很真实的还原那个时候，就没有人应该这样的死去。
That's the power of the gospel.
这就是福音的力量。
It changes your perspective.
它改变你对生命的看法。
You begin to see things as Jesus does.
你开始看这个世界通过仿佛通过耶稣的眼睛看这个世界。
You see, if you saw it the way Jesus did.
如果你看到耶稣做的事
，The world's way of measuring strength, success, power.
这个世界用来衡量力量、成功、权力的标准。
Only the good deserves God's love.
只有好人配得神的拯救。
The thing was, when I was watching the movie, the exact opposite. Everybody that was in power had nothing in the end.
而当我们看这个电影的时候，你就会看到这个其实真相和这个世界是相反的。所有那些掌权的人，最后他们等待他们的只是空虚。
What happens is when you start to change, when you start to have a perspective like Christ, you start to see the world differently. You see the weak, the broken, the poor, the weird, the different. Those people don't look the same to you anymore.
当你以基督的心为心，你再看这个世界，你看那些贫苦的人，看那些破碎的人，看那些软弱的人，你的角度，你的眼光都不再会一样了。
You start to notice that things are not right.
你会开始发觉这个世界不对。
You start to see that there's unfairness, there's injustice in this world, and it has to be dealt with somehow.
你会看到这个世界充满着不公平，而这个不公平需要拯救。
Life becomes more than just about yourself.
你的生命不仅是关于你的。
Or what you will get during Christmas.
或者是你在这个圣诞节会收到什么样的礼物。
It will always start to be about other people.
你的生命会开始变成更多是关于别人的。
What can God do for other people?
神能够为别人做什么？
Rather than being a season about giving, about generosity, just generosity, right? About just, you know, Christmas often is about like, also, we mostly don't, we give gifts, but we often just look at ourselves and we just go, what am I going to get this Christmas, right?
这个季节不仅是要大家互相给礼物，然后变得很慷慨，然后也在想自己会拿到什么样的礼物。
But it's for you to start to look and see how generous, how great God's grace was in your life first.
其实我们要看到神在我们的生命当中是多么的慷慨。
And how you have to be generous to others that way.
而你也要向别人有这样的慷慨的心。
And that's what I'll say today about living a life of Christmas. Take it as you will. You'll probably interpret it differently. But Christmas, what I mean by dare to live a life of Christmas is to dare to live like Jesus selflessly for others.
这最后一点也就是说我们是不是能够勇于像耶稣一样活一个为别人牺牲的生命。
It's to model our Savior every day. Therefore bring Jesus into their lives.
每天披戴耶稣基督的样式，把耶稣基督带进别人的生命当中。
So, I come to the end of my sermon today. How will you respond to Christmas now?
我们接近敬拜的尾声。我们再次看这个问题，你会怎么样回应耶稣降生这件事？
How will you respond to Jesus coming into your life?
你会怎样回应耶稣进入你的生命这件事？
Will you sweep him out of your life?
你会把他赶出你的生命吗？
What Joseph could have done.
约瑟本可以这样做。
Or continue to simply consume, worship a jolly, rotund, white-bearded old man of your creation and your imagination.
也可以继续去消费并且崇拜那个胖乎乎的白胡子老人。
Because his theology, it's really messed up.
因为这一切都是非常混乱的。
There's that quote in the song, who only offers, okay, I'm going to totally mess it up, but who only offers gifts to those who've been good or nice.
有些人可能只把礼物给那些好人，就看起来很不错的人。
It leaves coal for naughty people.
然后圣诞老人就会把那个木炭留给淘气的小孩。
I guess that means we all get coal today.
我们今天可能都要拿到木炭了。
Or will you respond this way today? Will you have the courage to risk everything to believe in Jesus?
或者你今天会有勇气？
That you would face the world's derision or rejection.
你会面对这个世界的嘲弄与拒绝。
That you would realize that you are not in control of your life.
你会发觉你并不能真正的控制自己的生活。
To truly confess that you are really a messed up person, and as much as you don't want to believe that.
去真正的承认你是一个充满罪恶的人，尽管你并不想这么。
And that you really, okay, not yet, but. That you really need a savior that will rescue you.
你真的需要一个救主。
And then would you dare to live a life of Christmas for other people?
你会不会愿意去活一个有耶稣荣耀的生命，成为别人祝福的人生？
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God,
天父,
thank you so much again for today.
我们感谢你。
Lord, thank you so much for your son Jesus Christ.
我们为你的儿子耶稣感谢你。
Who endured the greatest injustices on the cross and through his death and on the cross.
他承受了世间最大的不公平，为我们死在十字架上。
You did not have to do that, God.
你不是这样做不是你的义务，主啊。
But you did it out of incredible amount of love and grace for us.
但是你这么做了，是因为你对我们的大爱。
We don't deserve anything from you.
我们不配得任何事情。
We have been given everything by you.
但你将一切都给了我们。
That's love, Father God.
这就是你的爱啊。
That's what Christmas is about.
这就是圣诞节的意义。
It's remembrance, Lord, that you came as you entered into our creation.
去纪念你来，你成为了这样的被造物。
But it also makes us remember that you will return, and there's hope.
也为我们去纪念，你有一天会再来。
Let us, Lord, I pray today, have the courage to look to the eternal rather than the temporary.
我向你祷告，我们都有勇气看向永恒，而不是局限在今生。
I pray, Father, you give us the courage to not worship Santa.
你给我们勇气，不仅去崇拜这个圣，不是去崇拜这个圣诞老人。
To worship you fully.
而是完全的来敬拜你。
To not idolize self and gifts.
不是把我们自己陷在偶像的崇拜当中。
Lord, to worship you fully with everything we have, and to live it out that way.
而是用我们全心来敬拜你，并且活出有你荣光的人生。
Give us courage, Father.
给我们勇气。
Help our unbelief.
帮助我们处理自己的不幸。
Thank you so much for forgiving us for our sins.
谢谢你愿意原谅我们的罪。
Thank you for dying for us.
谢谢你为我们死在十字架上。
And thank you for resurrecting and giving us hope for the life ahead.
我们也感谢你重生，并且给我们希望。
Christmas is all about you.
圣诞节是为了你。
That's all we want today.
这是我们今天唯一需要的。
Jesus Christ, that we pray.
奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Let's rise and